Bosch and Marsh.
It's Bosch and Marsh. Big news on the street. We are the victors.
We are the victors. Are we just going to redo that old podcast?
Pretty much. We just had a podcast, but it's not appropriate to be posted, probably.
Yeah, Bosch said some things that could get him incriminated by certain big brands.
Yeah.
So we're going to trash that one, and we're going to run this one. If you want to know what that was, I'll be happy to tell you. It'll save you a lot of money down the road. But it I can't. Will. I don't want to say it here.
He doesn't want it to be public knowledge, if you know
it's what I mean. It's not public knowledge. Yeah.
It's not. So you can feel free to DM us, ask what Bosch is doing illegally.
Especially if you're Claire and need a new phone protector, because if you're Claire, you do need a new phone protector, and this could be the way to go. Anyways, we did slap the scavenger hunt the other day.
Oh, we slapped it. We swam the duck pond like bosses.
Yeah, we kind of killed that.
Actually, we swam it more like marshes, but...
Yeah. Well, you did. Well, the video that... Whoever made that video, that was really cool, too.
Yeah, I think that was Abby.
No, on the RUF one.
I think that was Abby.
Oh, really? She made that?
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
So, good work, Abby, on that. Let's see. We won that by quite a margin, actually.
Quite a Martian.
Quite a Martian. See what we did there, boss?
See what we did there. We're pretty punny.
I see what you did. I feel you.
I feel you too.
Jack is grabbing inappropriate areas. Other big news is Seth is now working the night shift on Minecraft.
He's getting in the grind.
Oh, man, that dude is... He's killing it these days. I think 10 hours straight, starting at 8 p.m., and he went until 6 a.m.
He's a nut.
So that's big news. So if you want to catch Seth, you can climb on his roof at...
He's probably got some leftover taco meat, too, you can have.
He's probably got quite a bit of leftover taco meat.
That man bought a whole cow, and he's like, oh, we'll eat it all.
Yeah, and we didn't eat it all. He also bought some queso.
No, he made me buy the queso, and then he threw it out.
It was nasty. He cooked it for 10 minutes. It said to heat for 10 minutes.
I don't think you're supposed to cook that stuff.
It said heat for 10 minutes. He put it in the microwave for 10 minutes, and I think it was supposed to be like heated at 150 in the oven for 10 minutes.
Smooth.
Other big news on the street. Nicholas's abs are really weighing on everyone's mind these days.
Not mine, I'll tell you that.
Let's see. Bosch's toes are looking really nice.
This is quite an aesthetic one. See these? They're like snake skin.
It's pretty cool. What's the price on those? $6?
Yep.
It's pretty good for an $100.
Yeah. I would say so.
They're on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Samuel poured a bunch of money into some sort of scam coin.
Huh?
There's like 7 steps to buy it. It's like a cryptocurrency.
What about it?
Samuel put a lot of money into it. It's called like Duck Coin or something.
Oh. We should make a Bosch coin. That's the next big move for the podcast.
A Bosch coin. If we have a limited supply, we can get them worth a lot. Say there's only 12 of them total.
Yeah.
They'll be worth a few hundred million. How hard is it to make your own crypto?
I feel like it's not that hard at all.
Problem is getting people to use it.
Oh.
What?
We won't say what it is, but that.
Oh.
It's not going to work.
Only cases.
OnlyFans. Subscribe to our OnlyFans.
How to make your own cryptocurrency.
I feel like we just have to... It's all in your imagination anyway. Like, there's nothing real for it, so we just have to probably do it on Minecraft if we felt like it. Make Seth do it for us.
We need basic coding skills, which Elijah and Drew have, and an in-depth understanding of blockchain. Does anybody know about that?
I think that's a Minecraft thing, isn't it?
It'll cost us like $5,000 to make our own crypto.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So I think...
Well, we can both put in $25,000.
That's true. We're getting pretty close to making that much on our podcast.
Yeah. If we continue posting as much as we have been, we'll be making a lot of money.
Think we can have made $100 by the time we get out of college?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no way we won't. We're already a quarter of the way there after, like...
Thanks to Josh Bird.
Yeah, so as long as Josh Bird gets new Spotify accounts, we'll make it to $100.
Yeah, Josh, can you get a new Spotify account? Just cancel your old one. Get a new free trial under your new email with a new credit card.
Yeah.
Just
get a new credit card.
It's a win-win. He gets 3 months free.
Yeah.
And we get our listens.
And credit cards give you unlimited money. So he's
That's
just
true.
He's just...
Especially if you can get a credit card with somebody else's name on it, like Seth.
Yeah, if you... yeah.
As long as you buy taco meat, they're not going to flag it as a suspected fraud.
Buy as much as you want. What else has been new in the lives of Bosch and Marsh in the last 3 weeks or so?
I got to see my man Brandon.
You said that already.
I said that in the last podcast that we didn't post.
Yep.
Brandon, if you're listening to this, hugs and kisses. It was nice to see you at Cookout.
True, true. You should watch this show. It's top notch.
Okay.
What? I'm Billy Kimber. He's Billy Kimber.
I think that was all the news I had. What else do you have?
Oh. We won our soccer game yesterday.
Like 15-2, right?
17-2.
Whoa, that's beast.
Maybe we should have a moment of silence.
A moment of silence to in recognition of our win in the scavenger hunt. Oh, you know what you didn't say? You didn't tell about how never to trust girls with two names.
Oh yeah, that was the last one. Yeah, never trust a girl with two names. That comes from a wise man.
I think he's a reverend. I do believe
he is a reverend. But yeah, you're a backstabber.
Let's just say Bosch got out fair and square in Assassin, and he is a little salty.
I'm not salty about it. You know what I am salty about? I'm salty about Drew. Drew, if you're listening to this, you are the worst of the worst.
It's okay. Drew already got out.
Yeah, but now he's trying to get... He already got Thomas out. He's trying to get Justin out.
What a man.
No, it's not being a man. It's being a simp. It's the opposite of being a man. Well, No, maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it isn't. We'll see. Either way, it's despicable.
It depends if the simping works.
Despicable behavior. Even if it does work. I would never... I would never betray two of my closest friends for the love of a woman. Yeah, Drew.
Howie's going to be a bridesmaid at Ruben and Carmen's wedding.
Yeah, he's told me.
But our listeners hadn't known yet.
Good, good. Most of them probably don't know who Ruben and Carmen are either.
Some of our devoted listeners. Ruben was wearing his pink Bosch and Marsh shirt on Saturday.
That's good. I wore mine the other day too.
Good. So did Howie.
Good. The pink ones are pretty sweet.
The pink ones are pretty slick.
I haven't seen you wear yours in forever.
I haven't. I don't know where it is. I lost like half my clothing. I'm not sure where it ended up.
It's probably in Katie's closet.
No, that's just my sweatshirts. She said she'll give one back, though. Because I accidentally left it at her dorm.
Yeah, good luck.
Let's see. What else do we have? Ben Bird is in the, like... Top 99th percentile, isn't he? For the brackets?
He was for a little bit. I don't know where he's at right now. Go Ben.
Benny Birdie.
I didn't even make one.
Me neither. This is starting to get kind of like a boring episode. We should maybe end it before it gets too bad. Seems like we might have a guest on the podcast here in a moment.
Oh, let me ask you a quick question. What's your favorite color, Jelly Bean?
What's my favorite color? What are the colors?
All of these.
Let me go spit on my gum so I can try every color.
I didn't say you got some.
What? But I've never tried some jelly beans.
You what? I've never tried Starburst jelly beans. I gotta figure out which one's my favorite. I don't think color. You guys could hear that, but he just said he's never had Starburst jelly beans.
So I'm gonna figure out which is my favorite color.
Let's see. Correct answer is the pink one.
All right.
But the black grape ones are also really, really, really
orange
good.
Orange one's down my crotch right now. Okay, orange first.
The purple black ones are Claire's favorite.
Okay. Orange is all right. Let me find the purple black one.
This bad one right here, that's right there, is the best flavor.
Okay. Black is kind of nasty.
What? Orange isn't that great. Neither is yellow.
Green's pretty good.
Green is fine. I'm telling you, this one's the best.
Yellow is not too good.
I need to buy more packs of these.
I think pink and green are my two favorite.
Yeah. That's respectable. Well, in that case,
Bosch and Mars signing off?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. It's Bosch and Mars signing off.
Signing off.